Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And hallelujah, we have an auto bailout, which got us thinking. I mean, who would have thought that these brooding, bum-out sounds about a bad relationship with biblical references would actually become a planetary breakup anthem?
Baby, I've been here before. I know this room.
What, you don't recognize Leonard Cohen singing this? Well, maybe it's more familiar in Arabic. You know, it's unclear what Leonard Cohen imagined about the song Hallelujah when he wrote it back in 1984. But long ago, it became a classic, defying genres and styles.
And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song. Nothing on my lips, but hallelujah.
Hey, if Bono can play it, anyone can. The song Hallelujah is infectious because it is part spiritual, it's part folk song, it contains wonderfully coded-sounding phrases, the secret chord, and it's easy to play and sing. Hallelujah is currently the number one song and the number two song in the UK. The question is, who hasn't covered it?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
One of those versions there, Alexandra Burke, is the fastest-selling download ever across Europe, despite only being available since yesterday. Move over, Handel. There's a new Hallelujah in town.
Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. So the beating on the roof. Beauty in the moonlight overthrew you.
She tied you to kitchen chair.
And she will be okay. And she cuts her hair. And from your mouth, she drew that.
You don't have to scream like Bob Dylan to get an emotional reaction from this song. You can go deep and really, really dark.
And I've seen your flag on a marble arch. And love is not.
Baby, I've been here before.
Oh, enough of that. Rufus Wainwright reintroduced people to the song in the movie Shrek, but it's not really about green ogres who love the pretty princesses. But maybe it could be. The song, a vessel for whatever the heart holds. Here's Katie Lang.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you?
And, of course, the all-time top-selling Hallelujah is from the late Jeff Buckley, who sounds like his voice is coming from beyond the grave.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Buckley's first and only number one hit happened 11 years after his death. It's now sold over 500,000 downloaded copies.
Major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.